Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Kuf Mem Dalid on Purim Tavshin Ayin Gimel is the topic of Schitas Peros, which fruits are prohibited on the level of Doraisa, Derabbanan in regards to Schita. In the background you hear the Simchas Purim. Our Gemara told us on Kuf Mem Dalid Amid Beis that Rav Nachman looked at Beis Menashe Bar Menachim that they would squeeze pomegranates. The Gemara seems to say that that would qualify, therefore, for pomegranates as falling into the category of an Iser Derabbanan, as the Gemara seems to insinuate 13 lines from the top. For those who recall the Shakavataria, Rav Papa questions that approach. Nevertheless, most poskim bring down, in fact, in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Chav Sifal, if we have this psak of Rav Nachman, and that is that there's an Iser Derabbanan to squeeze pomegranates. There is a fascinating question that the Beis Yosef raises, that at the end of the day, the Gemara had asked, Menashe ben Menachem have ruba de alma? How could you say that just because of the family of Menashe ben Menachem that they squeeze these pomegranates that's going to be an Iser? Is that the majority of the world? And the Beis Yosef points out that that question is not entirely answered. Asks the Beis Yosef in Simin Shin Chof Sif Katan Vav or Aleph Vav Vim Tomar Akati Tikshin Menashe ben Menachem have ruba de alma. It's just an example that there one family that used to squeeze the pomegranates, even though they are not the majority of the world. So what emerges then is the following. If you have something that, even if it's not the rov, but it's the derech, I've mentioned in the past that Rav Nevensal has told this to me in a few instances. Question is, how do you reconcile it with some Mishnah Berurahs? But this is what he told me as well. It's this Beis Yosef also he told to me in different context. It could be you don't need rov, but it needs to be the derech. So if there is any fruit, as the Mechaber Paskins and Simin, Shin Chaf Sif Aleph, any fruit that it is relatively common, even though that fruit is not normally used for its juice, like grapes and olives, nevertheless there'll be an Iser Derabbanan, not an Iser D'Oraisa to squeeze them. There is a fascinating question that exists in the poskim today, and that is whether the halacha would change due to some fruits that are predominantly squeezed. Let's see the Lashon, the Mechaber, and Simin Shin Chaf. Hearing the music of Purim, I'm sitting outside, the song Aniyei Ircha Kodmim to Amar Rabbi Akiva being sung. The Mechaber writes, Simin Shin Chaf, Sifal, Zeisim, Vanovim, Osir, Lesachdon. The Tusim, Rimonim, Osir, Lesachdon. Mishnah Berurah spells out that Zeisim, Vanovim is an Iser Daraisa, and Rimonim, as we saw from today's daf, is an Iser Darabanan. There is a fascinating question about what about Tropicana oranges? Tropicana oranges that are bred to be squeezed, in such a case, do they fall into the category of Zeisim Va'anovim? So the opinion of the Prima Gadim, as well as the Mashmos of Rav Nevensal's Ha'oris to the Mishnah Berurah, is that the halachos of Mashke, Yitziras HaMashke, Rav Nevensal develops the idea that the Isser of Schita is Yitziras HaMashke, creating the Mashke, this is already found also in the Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos, will be defined by the definition of Mashke in Seder Taharas. In fact, we made reference to this in our Sugya. Our Sugya discussed the status of Mashke in regards to being a Machshir, on the bottom of Kuf Mem Gimel on the Beis, going to Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Aleph, and again a reference on Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis. So, if you take that Gemara to its logical extreme, comments the Prima Gadim based on the Ran, that the halacha of Yitziras Hamashke will only apply to the Shivas Hamashkim. It's not a coincidence that olive oil and wine are of the Shivim Mashkin. However, other things, Yane Purim, wine. So those are of the Shiva Mashkin. And since it's of the Shiva Mashkim, so then for it to be over the Isur Daraisa, you need to create a halachic Mashkim. The Chazon Ish strongly disagrees. The Chazon Ish, in Simin Nun Hei, Sif Katan Dalid, says that whatever is the normal fruit to squeeze, that it's not only the derech, but it's predominantly squeezed, unlike pomegranates that sometimes squeezed, and it's the derech, here it's predominantly squeezed, so then in such a case, Tropicana oranges could very well be an Iser de Oraisa to squeeze. In fact, if you take a look in our Shiurim in Hilchos Shabbos on the halachos of Schita, we've discussed in detail the Chazon Ish Shitaso and Rav Nevenzal's Mahalach and how it differs from the Chazon Ish's presentation. So what emerges is the following. According to everybody, squeezing grapes and olives is an Iser D'Oraisa. Squeezing fruits that are normally squeezed by a group of people, even if it's not Rov Olam, but it would fall into the category, you wouldn't be considered strange for squeezing it, which include many, many, many fruits and vegetables today. Carrot juice is even something that's common. That we see from our Gemara from Rav Nachman, who said that the halacha is like Beis Menashe Bar Menachem, and the Gemara struggled with what that means. And the Beis Yosef says, according to most, we follow this approach. So that's an Iser Derabbanan. What's going to be mutter to squeeze are only those fruits. Tomorrow's daf will discuss what happens if you squeeze into food, but it would be outside of that. The only time it will be permissible to squeeze is a fruit that is not squeezed at all. Anything, even a carrot, would be an Iser Derabbanan. And the Iser Deraisa of Zeisin V'Anovim, how far you take Zeisin V'Anovim, do you apply it to Tropicana oranges, is a machlokis between the Pri Megadim and the Chazon Ish. And Rav Nevenzal explains that the logic of the Pri Megadim is we learn from Hilchos Taharis to define Yetziras HaMashke when it's a halachic mashke, and if it's not a halachic mashke, it will not be in Iser Doraisa. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha from the Daily Daf on Daf Kuf Memdalet.